Splash. Splash.
What for?
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
I don't know. I kind of like the beer, Jared.
No, I think it's getting woolly now.
Yeah, it's getting a little woolly. Wild and woolly.
The Arizona Cardinals back on the practice field today, starting preparation for their super wild card weekend matchup in Los Angeles against the Rams on Monday night. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury yesterday confirmed that J.J. Watt will be on the field today as he attempts to come back from a shoulder injury he suffered in week 7. Watt himself spoke to the media yesterday, said he doesn't want to be a detriment to the team, so he's only going to give it a go if he doesn't have any limitations. Kingsbury also did say there's no chance wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins will play as he continues rehabbing his knee injury. Not a huge
surprise. Yeah, I don't even know where
there.
That came from. I mean, we saw the injury. He's on crutches. He's not playing football. All right, let's go on.
That could have just been gamesmanship, though.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Everything is gamesmanship these days. The opponent, the L.A. Rams, made headlines yesterday. They signed free agent safety Eric Weddle to their practice squad. The Rams are thin at safety because of the injury to starter Jordan Fuller. He's out. The other starter, Taylor Rapp, might be out as well. He's in concussion protocol. So Weddle, who's 37 years old, signed. He retired after the 2019 season, which was his only season with the Rams. But he was a 6-time Pro Bowler and a 2-time All-Pro during his career with the Chargers and Ravens.
Somebody pointed out on social media the Cardinals should respond by, in turn, activating Adrian Wilson for this weekend's game, for Monday's game.
That's been a lot longer layoff.
Yeah. He's busy with interviews.
Yeah, it's true.
He's interviewing for GM jobs. Mm-hmm. The Suns, due to some scheduling tweaks by the NBA, don't play again until tomorrow night in Indiana against the Pacers in the second of their 5-game road trip. Of course, that trip started with a 4-point win over Toronto on Tuesday night. The Suns also signed forward, and one of the great names in the history of the NBA, Paris Bass, to a second 10-day contract. Bass has seen end-of-game action. Don't call it garbage time. End-of-game action in 2 games for the Suns, wins over Charlotte and the Clippers. A total of 6 points and 4 rebounds. Games of note last night in the NBA. Cleveland beat Utah 111-91. I'm only pointing this out because the Jazz are getting healthy and they've still lost 4 straight. And I love when the Jazz lose. I don't know. Am I alone in that?
No. That's good.
Brooklyn pounded Chicago 138-112. James Harden had 25 points and 16 assists. And the Sacramento Kings handed the Lakers a 125-116 loss. De'Aaron Fox had 29 for Sacramento. And did you see LeBron's comparison? He thinks the Lakers can be just like Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers from a year ago.
Oh, really?
We started out bad, but we can win the whole thing.
Yeah, they turned it around in week 13. Is that what the Lakers are going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's. I suppose it's conceivable. As it is right now, I'm really enjoying watching this attempt to be a super team, part 9.
Yeah, floundering.
It is
pretty glorious.
It's so great.
Portland Trailblazers star guard Damian Lillard undergoing surgery today to address an abdominal injury will be sidelined indefinitely. They don't think it will be a season-ending surgery, but without Damian Lillard, they're probably lottery-bound. Mm-hmm. Coyotes notched their 2nd win in their last 3 games. They beat the Maple Leafs last night 2-1 at Gila River Arena. Ryan Dezingle opened the scoring in the first period, then broke a 1-1 tie at 12:42 of the third. Coyotes made it stand up. Karel Vemelka, Veggie! Continued his strong play in net, 45 saves on 46 shots as the Yotes get their 8th win of the year. They end up their homestand at 2-2. Now they got back-to-back games against Colorado, 1 in Denver tomorrow night, and then home against the Avalanche on Saturday.
I thought you were going to say 1 in Denver Friday night, and then the other one is sometime late February.
Well, that's always a possibility, too. Things could change, Jarrett. ASU men's basketball was supposed to play tonight against Utah. That game was postponed. And it's been rescheduled. The Sun Devils and Utes will now face each other Monday afternoon at Desert Financial Arena, if the power works, at 2 o'clock. The Devils' December 30th game against USC that was postponed will now be played on Monday, January 24th in L.A. That's a 9 o'clock tip. There is college basketball in the state tonight. 6th ranked. They are 6th ranked, right, Arizona?
Yes.
The Wildcats will host Colorado at 9 o'clock in Tucson.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, GC.
What?
It sounds like I used to scoff at people that would complain about tip times like that. I'm not even joking you, Bick. I was looking for something to do last night, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I tweeted about bad sports movies, and somebody suggested one that I hadn't seen in a really long time.
And you went and watched.
So I found it, and I started watching it, and I fell asleep about 20 minutes in, and it was before 7 o'clock, and I was like, I'm going to bed.
Wow. Wow.
9 o'clock tip in Tucson. GCU takes on Abilene Christian today at 7. And one baseball note, veteran lefty pitcher John Lester has called it a career. He announced his retirement yesterday. Lester, 16 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Red Sox and Cubs. He won
three-time World Series champion, man.
Yeah, won rings with each of those teams. Five-time All-Star, finished with exactly 200 wins. And I'm seeing some stuff around the internet. Is there a Hall of Fame case for John Lester? Never won a Cy Young.
No, I mean, it's...
200 wins is impressive in today's landscape, but you got to draw the line somewhere,
Listen, I tell you what, I understand that Hall of Fames are just museums. That's all they are. They really, they're as important as you want to make them.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me some sports are starting to get very, very liberal in their approach
Absolutely.
To bringing in Hall of Fame players, and it's ruining it.
Yeah.
They're bringing in a lot of good and pretty good players.
Without a doubt.
Instead of all-time greats.
Without a doubt.
But then again, if you want to use the comparison thing, and here we are, and I know there's other factors involved in the voting results, Curt Schilling's got a much better resume than John Lester, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Curt might have opened his mouth once too often along the way.
Including telling voters not to vote for him. I mean, that might be a factor, but I'm just saying, if you compare the careers.
I'm somebody who believes Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm also somebody who has had a lot of confrontations with Curt Schilling. I'm able to go past one and recognize the other. So I feel very comfortable saying this. There was a story that listed the top 10 most controversial things Curt Schilling has said. Oh, boy, that's a list. When you see the chronology.
I haven't seen the list. Google search upcoming.
You think after the seventh whack take, you'd get the point that, you know, maybe I should shut up.
Yeah. There you go. There's your splash for Thursday, January 13th.